I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, 97 degrees.
And a crash northbound Highway 89, Farmington. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The vice president is about to land in Utah as he tries to drum up support for the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
It's no accident Vice President Mike Pence will be speaking at Merit Medical tomorrow. They have a factory in Mexico, and they trade a lot with Canada. University of Utah political science professor Tim Chambliss says many Utah-based companies are expanding into neighboring countries.
Increasingly, the state of Utah has been developing its international trade program.
But traffic-wise, two words, rolling closures. Salt Lake City police say even they aren't told which exact routes the VP will be using in advance.
Those roads may be closed for a couple minutes. They may be closed for longer than that.
Detective Michael Ruff says they recommend large trucks stay out of downtown if they can. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We don't get this kind of visit very often in Utah, and police are warning people about possible traffic problems downtown Salt Lake. And as we wait for the vice president to land in the traffic center, they have their eyes peeled for traffic problems. We'll bring them to you here at KSL News Radio as soon as they happen. Earlier today, Governor Gary Herbert talked about how the vice president's role in Trump's White House plays in Utah. Here's KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs.
At the governor's monthly KUED press conference today, Herbert noted that Mike Pence was a member of the governor's club, and he knows him well.
Vice President Pence is a good friend of mine.
And that Pence's qualities of faith and integrity are respected here.
His background and history aligns up with the culture of Utah very well.
Herbert said that he may even be more popular than the president.
Some people said they voted for Mike Pence for vice president, and Donald Trump came along as the president.
Herbert also touched on medical marijuana in Utah, saying that health departments here shouldn't fear federal law for handing it out as prescribed. Other states have been doing fine with it.
Nobody's been prosecuted. There doesn't appear to be anybody being prosecuted or a desire to be prosecuted.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
We'll be talking with the host of KSL's Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, about the vice president's visit during the in-depth. Coming up in 10 minutes, KSL News Time 602, and another Republican is gunning for Utah's 4th congressional seat. Maria Chaleos is here with the latest entry. It's a crowded field.
It is a crowded field, and Utah Senate Majority Whip Dan Hemmert is throwing his name into the race for the 4th congressional seat. Now, he owns Red Hanger Cleaners chain and says his business experience gives him an advantage over other candidates in the race. The seat is currently held by Democrat Ben McAdams. Also in the race for the seat are former Utah GOP Communications Director Kathleen Anderson, State Representative Kim Coleman, and former KSL News Radio host Jay McFarland. KSL's top national stories this hour. While speaking today at the American Veterans 75th National Convention, President Trump says there's a new product out there to help with U.S. veteran suicides.
It really takes that horrible anxiety, whatever causes somebody to be so desperate to commit suicide. You take it. It's an inhaler and you take it, and its results are incredible.
The president making the remarks before signing a presidential memorandum to discharge the federal student loan debt of permanently disabled veterans. NATO officials say two U.S. service members were killed today in Afghanistan.
Defense Department is withholding the names of two U.S. service members killed in action until their families are notified. But their death brings the total of U.S. troops killed in combat-related incidents in Afghanistan this year to 14, the highest number recorded by the Pentagon since 2014.
That is ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin at the Pentagon. Other national stories KSL is following. Authorities say an inmate smuggled a cell phone into Atlanta's federal prison, then used it to stream videos on social media. ABC's Pete Combs reports this points out a much bigger problem in prisons all around the country.
Brand new phone, can't even get the camera to stay on.
This video, live streamed earlier this year, not from 32-year-old Brian Wilson's home, but from his cell at the federal penitentiary here in Atlanta.
We started a GoFundMe fund for my cellie, man. He's dried up, he's hungry.
Cell phones are banned in prisons. With them, inmates can not only stream from their cells, but participate in illegal activities outside prison as well.
Well, listen, y'all, I got to get over here.
Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
Powder Mountain is looking to build a helicopter landing pad in the near future. The resort applied for a conditional use permit to build the helipad to haul skiers, mountain bikers, and fishermen to their adventure destinations. The Standard Examiner reports Powder Mountain is teaming up with local firm Whisper Ridge to oversee the flights and operations. A longtime staple of Italian cuisine in Bountiful is shutting its doors. After nearly 55 years in business, Robantino's is closing down. A sign posted on the restaurant's front door at 1385 South and 500 West says, "Your loyalty and your friendship have been much appreciated."
Everybody who hears about this story gasps as soon as they hear it.
Kind of a family gathering place, a teen gathering place, and, you know, a lot of people have just fond memories in their hearts.
Time marches on.
It does.
KSL News Time 6:05. Ricky Meese, any closures for the vice president yet?
Not that we're aware of yet. Well, he'll probably make his way over to the freeways on the west side, then to I-15, then to downtown. And it is those downtown surface streets that we want to keep an eye on, but so far, we're actually in pretty good shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Ricky. Coming up, the climate change kid. You probably never heard of her. You probably will. My minute of news is on the way next.